This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Spiking property tax bills will bring Colorado lawmakers back to the Capitol early. Governor Jared Polis announced this morning that he's calling a special session to deal with property taxes. This comes after voters strongly rejected Proposition HH, which was Democrats' first attempt to deal with the issue. Republicans have been calling for a special session ever since lawmakers adjourned their regular work back in May. The remains of 110 people improperly stored at the Return to Nature Funeral Home in Penrose have now been identified. Authorities are still working to identify 80 others. Colorado Bureau of Investigation Director Chris Schaefer says his office will continue being a resource for the affected families.
We cannot imagine the pain that has been inflicted upon them.
So far, the remains of 25 people have been reunited with families. The owners of the funeral home were arrested Wednesday in Oklahoma. They're awaiting extradition to Colorado, where they're expected to face multiple felony charges. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack will be in Denver today to speak at the Colorado State University's Spur campus in the National Western Complex. Vilsack will deliver the opening remarks for CSU's Water in the West symposium. The annual gathering is focused on innovations in food, water, and sustainability. This year's panels are sold out, but virtual attendance tickets are available online. They include discussions of tribal water rights and Gen Z engagement. Grand Junction will now be able to lease out its municipal properties for up to 99 years if the property is used for workforce housing. Voters approved the longer lease terms Tuesday. This is CPR News and KRCC.